I'm just hoping that I make a little bit of cash so my wife will shut the fuck up.
Funny how a lonely day can make a person say, what good is my life?
Okay, Phil.
My life.
Do you identify more with women than men? I think you do. I think you do. I think.
My life.
Yeah.
I. You know what? There's been a lot of talk about gender.
What's
and fluidity.
Her name again? Give me a second.
The singer.
Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey.
Dame Shirley Bassey.
That's her.
I think there's more of that in you than like a guy in you. Like there's more Streisand in you.
You're talking about
Liza.
Yeah, but you're talking about women who are very have very masculine. Like oh, that doesn't sound. But they're strong women, which is why I think
you're so strong. So I think Abu is a very strong
woman.
Woman.
Yeah,
which is equally as strong as a strong guy.
I could take you in a fight.
There you go. Well.
I could.
You're not that strong.
Oh, wait a minute.
You wouldn't be the first guy
so
woman.
You're the kind of guy that would hit a woman.
What?
Yeah, no, there you go.
I'd hit your guy face and try not to hurt your inner woman. But I'd slap your guy face right off of you.
Yeah, well, I got a gender-neutral woman.
Celine Dion, right. I just today on the news, Canadian news.
Yeah.
Which would have been yesterday.
Makes sense, yep.
Was she is having a resurgence on the computer, on the internet.
Really?
And they're calling it, what was that big, the Renaissance, Selena-sance.
No.
Yes.
That's worse than Beatlemania.
Yeah, Selena-sance.
Selena-sance?
Beatlemania.
No. There was a group of people who sat around a table and went, okay, we need something Selena.
Here's one I like. So remember when Gene Simmons sort of came out of nowhere again when he had a reality time on TV? You know what they called that?
Yeah.
Genocide.
No.
I just made that.
You made, okay, right.
I thought of that on
the train. Like
I thought of that on the train. I giggled on the train.
Oh, right. So you've actually written some material for the show.
I didn't write it down. I thought of it, Phil, on the train. But remember, this is the least we can do.
No, it's the least we can do with Mike Wilmot.
There we go. Is it official?
Well, I can change it at any time, yeah. But people are going to be searching for Zen with Mike Wilmot.
All right, but when you find us,
it's the least we can
listen
do.
For a while, you'll realize why we, instead of hitting that fucking chiming thing, we'll just say, it's the least we can do. See, I think it works.
This is your life. This is his life.
How do you sing that like that? That's incredible.
Have you seen the live from Royal Albert Hall?
I played
it's
there.
It's unbelievable. Let's talk about that. The Royal Albert Hall, I've played there as well.
Yeah, but I played there more recently.
I've played there twice now.
Yeah, but I played it. It was packed.
Yeah, it was full. I played with the Cliff Richards BBC Orchestra.
I did stand-up comedy there.
Yes, I did my character, Kenny Smiles.
Just me.
Yeah, I did.
Week three in this shirt.
I did a song that I'd written as well. Yes, we haven't actually
That's
moved.
Sort of cool. When you know how I just do this as a nervous tick? When I'm wearing this shirt, I realize I'm actually looks like I'm blowing his nose.
You're picking his face. You're picking his face. All right. Do you pull your shirt nervous? I've never noticed.
Yeah.
It's because you're hot or because it's too close to your
thing.
Skin?
I shouldn't do that because I have a hairy chest and every so often I pluck.
I think that's what you like.
Maybe it's a little
I think
bit
you
of,
like the little pain.
A little
do
bit
you
of
get
pain.
Too close to your nipples? Just sometimes just hang on to them.
I don't have nipples.
You don't have nipples.
No. I got one in the back. For dancing.
And suckling.
Who's going to suckle?
Who's going to suckle?
Who's gonna
who wants to suckle?
When I piggyback my grandchildren. They can suckle on my back nipple.
Come back to the
flat. Suck on my back
come
nipple,
back to the flat. Hey, get on grandpa's nipples. Ah.
Nipple.
So it's episode 3, series 5.
What's with you in the counting?
Just because I think they need to know.
How do you come up with seasons? That's my favorite.
It was 10 episodes to a season.
Again, where do you come up with seasons?
Well, 10 is a good number, round number.
Yep. Okay, season.
We live in a decimal
There's
system.
There's a television
10
season.
10 is a decimal.
This isn't on television.
It doesn't matter.
This is this. There is no season.
There is. You can.
No.
You can.
I can understand your number. How many numbers altogether?
You can binge.
How many episodes altogether?
This is 43.
So we've done 43. You don't have to say season 7.
Really?
What?
You want to ditch all 43. The seasons?
There isn't a season, is
okay,
my
but
point.
Okay, but we've called them seasons up until
no,
now.
No, you've called so, them seasons
no,
up
we've called
now.
Them
no,
seasons.
No,
you never corrected
no,
me
I
before.
I never cared.
You never corrected me before.
I just have finally had enough.
So now it's got to be 43.
It's 43.
It
there's
could
no
be,
season.
It could be 44.
You're stuck in another era. This
no,
is the future.
It's a season, Mike.
No, there's not season.
There
season's
is
autumn.
A season.
Stop,
turn,
stop.
Turn.
There's no. It's
no.
43.
Season 5.
43.
Episode.
Three. Episode 43 of no season. The season of this show
it's
is one season, one arc.
This is the new season. This
there's
is going to be a new
no,
show.
No, there's no new.
You switch. Okay, let's take an audience.
Okay,
let's take
okay,
an audience.
Wait,
we're going to throw it to the audience. Should we chuck this? Should we chuck the Zen with Mike Wilmot out and move to the least they can do, the least we can do?
See, what we need is numbers. That's right. People like you to tell your friends, to tell your friends' friends. Send us a buck. Is that what you're about?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Well, we could maybe use this episode to do the ad for the thing. You guys like the show? Please share this on your social network. Thank you. I don't have to do that. I can blur it out.
Just blur me out when you do the pitch.
No, I was going to edit in to when we do the ad.
Oh, okay. Can we do it where there's like gardens and
yeah.
geese? And
yeah. I can do green screen.
Of a Canadian flag
sure.
and a British flag.
Absolutely.
And a Scottish flag.
I can do
so
that.
You can have a bit of your thing in there.
Yep, I can do
and
that.
And then we can go for money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that, Mike. I'm going to get a green screen. We're going to put it behind here and then we can play it. We can
sure,
be
you can have two cameras. Yes, sure.
We are, yeah. We're going to be in Niagara Falls. We'll go across Canada.
I was just there.
Did you go to Tim Hortons? What's with Tim Hortons now? People are abandoning them as a bad outfit, or
are they?
I don't know.
I heard
they're no Costa.
They're not really Canada. Like it's not been a Canada company for a long time.
No.
And I think they screwed their employees over about their break because now that the minimum wage has gone up.
Is that what it is?
The balls on these fucking billionaires.
Yeah.
I can't fucking believe. Wow, we have to give these a living wage.
Yeah,
if they want to live now. Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ, I never thought as a kid that I'd live, but if I live old enough, if I get another 30 years on this fucking planet.
30 years?
With any luck.
Wait a minute. I'll see. But you're nearly.
A revolution.
You could be. There'll be
a mound of burning billionaires.
I've often thought that, and I've actually, if you follow the feeling on the internet, that people are getting a bit sick of the men with lots of money, but we can't say that because they'll just cut us off. This podcast will be heard by nobody.
Well, we already got.
I know we already pissed them off. Maybe that's why no one's listening.
But we pissed off
the billionaires. But we should end billionairism. I'm in the Edinburgh show too much this year. It was talking about how you can have too much, and it was
Phil, when you take over the show, it really, really flat.
Well, it's not. I'm
it
not.
Flatlines.
Why?
An actual. What's flat. As soon as it goes to
I was
you,
looking. I was playing to them.
Lower your character down a bit.
Yeah.
And the
lower
end,
the character.
You flatlined.
What do you mean I flatlined?
It just died.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's only 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Of episode 3, yeah, series 5.
My point exactly.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk about something?
I don't want to talk about anything.
Oh, you've talked about your album. You plugged your album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taxes.
I mean, that was
that's episode 1.
No, it was episode 2.
Oh, episode 2. Yeah. Season.
No, we're not going back.
Season what?
Season 5.
Season 5.
Season 5.
Episode.
But why don't you give us your 2 cents, Mike?
No. I need we have to both come back together.
Do you,
this is what happens when
you know,
jam.
How do you know much about the Bismarck?
Remember when the Allman Brothers
do you know the Bismarck? Just,
right in between.
What do you know about the Bismarck?
Bismarck. The German ship?
That's the one or the general.
Well, I don't know much about the general, but I know quite a bit.
Well, they call
the,
them generals. What do they call them?
Von something.
Doesn't know. Me neither.
Wasn't it something to do? His death sort of sparked the First World War. Was that the guy?
No, that was Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, Franz Ferdinand. Wasn't that a band as well?
Yeah, same guy.
Same guy.
Yeah.
No wonder they were pissed off.
I know. Great guitar player though.
Oh, he was.
And once you're shot in the head.
Turn it down.
Shot in the head, woke up playing electric guitar.
You keep I'll fucking shoot you in the head. You keep that guitar going.
You hear about people that get banged their heads and they wake up speaking Italian and stuff like that?
No. never once. never
about.
Never once.
This
have
is
I heard
true.
That.
People bang their heads or they have a stroke and they wake up speaking Welsh.
And they went and they no.
It's true. I'm not making that up.
No, you are.
Am I making it up?
You're actually quoting Richard, someone that made it up.
Richard, am I making it up?
Who's Richard?
Yeah, I think I'm Richard Wood, the guy watching.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm learning from this, actually, is that I'm playing to the side a lot. I'm getting a lot of double chin.
Oh, so as soon as Mr. Vane gets into it.
You're Mr. Vane.
I'll just move over there.
You're making it more difficult for me. What are you doing?
I'm liking him over
you're on,
here.
This
is good. Look, this is all about your face anyway.
No, it's not.
Can I show all the pictures of you that you already have up in the house? There you go. See? Perfect.
I'm starting to enjoy watching this podcast.
Think of the money you're going to save on the other camera.
Put your hand down. I think this guy... What I could do is just record you in public and then pipe you in.
You don't even have to be here. What do they do then?
You don't have to be here anyway.
You can deep fake me.
Stop bumping the table.
Deep fake me.
Deep fake you. You're not a conspiracy theorist, are you?
No. That's
you're not.
They,
one, you're not
no,
one
that's
of,
what they do with the cameras now. You can just stick anybody here and put my face, a talking version of my
face.
That's
what I've done. This is actually Rich Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, like he'd come in.
He is here. It was his Mr. Cool Cup. You don't listen to podcasts, but me and Rich have a very popular podcast together.
That would be great. That would be so funny to see.
You think so?
No, I think he's done a couple of these.
You get him in. You know him, don't you?
No.
You're friends with Rich.
No.
Get him on.
No, the guy from the 80s? No.
Guy from the 80s. No. He's not saying. That's what we call it, guy from the 80s with Rich.
So I think basically three of these a day is one too many.
No.
This time around.
What you think?
This time around.
You think we should have stopped when we were...
Two was good.
One was horrible.
One was horrible. Two was good.
Horrible. Two was all right.
The ending of number one was good. And the ending of two, ending of one, great. Our endings are great.
You're getting really meta where we're talking about the other ones.
It's getting to the end. You were interesting
talking about jazz. Talk about jazz again. Talk about jazz again.
That was my point about jazz. Soon you can play along. You want to hear something different. Okay. Well, you don't know where it's going. Now you know where it's going.
The Lusitania. Do you know much about the Lusitania?
It's not the Bismarck.
Yeah, but what was the Lusitania? You said what started wars?
How did they beat the Bismarck? What was the initial shot that they said they fucked the rudder up?
Oh, you see,
so they
you
could
do
just
know
go
the
around
Bismarck.
In circles.
He does know
and
the
they
Bismarck.
Eventually blew
he
up. And up. What was the ship that they blew up completely? The Bismarck destroyed it in one single shot. It hit where they kept all the ammo.
The Hollister.
And the hood.
The hood. Nearly got it. There you go.
So do we get any money for that?
No.
That was someone learned.
Speaking of money, if you like our podcast, there's no way of paying for
okay,
it.
This,
no We're way. Not those kind of losers that ask for money. Hey, guys, we got a podcast. And we'd like, yeah, join my Patreon. My Patreon
money.
And I'll,
I, have no
I might make $50
whatsoever.
More a week
I
to
have
help
no
me
investment
sell
in
my
this.
Price.
I don't want any of your money. He, on the other hand.
I need it.
He needs
your money.
And it is a smittance. A
smittance?
I made that up.
It's like
a pittance and a smittance. It's a smidge.
I like smittance.
He doesn't need a lot.
Smittance, kittens.
He wants to cover, how much did these
kittens
things cost?
Kittens and smittance. What do you mean, the unit?
The thing that's holding your phone
gonna,
up.
I'm not going to give away my
how
trade
much?
Secrets.
How much? 100 quid?
100 quid.
All right, let's see. So he needs 100 quid.
No, I need 200 quid. I bought two of them. Your phone doesn't work.
You're not using
your
one.
Phone doesn't work on one because it's an iPhone 5.
Okay, I need a new phone.
Who has an iPhone 5? He showed up with like a Nokia 100 or whatever you call it, like one of those big sets. Hello. Like, what am I here?
Jesus.
You can't hear me? Wait, I got to get outside the building. Honk, honk.
That was so...
What?
Eugene Levy. Hello!
Oh, Bobby Bittman.
Bobby Bittman.
That's
problem
true.
With these comics today.
I used to say it was there was a British comedian that did the
hello.
What's a British comedian that did the hidden camera show?
The British comedian.
The British comedian. And he had a big phone. He's going to the. He had a big like cell phone. Going, hello, I can't hear you.
Oh yeah. Loud guy.
Yeah,
I used to walk around.
But Bobby Bittman did it first. Bobby Bittman, the Canadian Eugene Levy's character, did it first. Big phone. Hello.
As a joke about bad comedy.
In comedy, in all seriousness, he used to always say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to talk. It was
Second
pretty
City.
Second
hero.
City. See, now with this,
Eugene
with this,
Levy,
I could put a little clip of him up there.
I was
and
at a
I
party.
Watch
no, I had to accept an Ooh. Award for a friend of mine who couldn't make it at a film thing, and Levy was in the audience. And I wanted to say, whoever the guy was, it was Mike Dowse. before I even say it, Mike Dowse and I would like to thank Eugene Levy. It had nothing to do with this movie. I just want to thank Eugene Levy. And that would have been my in.
Yeah.
So later on at the party, I could go hi. And he'd go, oh, you, I heard you. I didn't do it. Check it out. Ah!
You had your chance.
I had my chance.
I could have talked to Jack Black at the British Comedy Awards to see, ask him if he'd written.
Are you trying to compare in your wildest imagination?
What?
Jack Black and Eugene Levy? Eugene Levy, icon. Jack Black.
Jack Black. He's one of the big top.
He's
biggest,
gone. What?
One of the biggest selling actors in Hollywood.
Well, his last what movies?
Hong Kong? No, King Kong.
Hong Kong? And that's 10 years old. And it was a bomb.
It wasn't a bomb.
It was a Hong bomb. That was what it was. Horrible. Horrible fucking movie.
I bet Eugene Levy was one of the first things the Juice Pigs did. We were on. Eugene Levy was Bobby Bittman, and he hosted the... it was the Labatt's Comedy Quest. That was the first thing I ever did on TV. That was in 1987 when I started my career, just before you started.
No, I started before that.
Nah.
I started in 84, 85. Something
I did. You're making that up now.
I was doing Yuck Yucks.
You're making that
up. I was doing Yuck Yucks
Uncle
before.
Mike. Uncle Mike, which is also the name of his album.
I was on Amateur Amateur Night in the 80s. 80.
You're an Amateur Night in the 90s, too. Eureka Gattani is calling.
Can we somehow get capture that?
I don't know.
Don't put her on speaker.
Hello, I will. Hello, Eureka, you're on speaker.
You're on speaker.
Hello, you're on speakerphone and we're recording.
So talk.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, talk to you later. No. Go. How are you? Okay, hold on. We're in the middle of her.
Wow, even on the phone, she's not good at improv.
Eureka called and her phone turned my phone off. But
that'll be on this.
It'll be on this, but I'll just put it.
No, but that's hilarious. Even on the phone, she can't. She collapses under pressure, comedy pressure.
Okay.
What time is that?
Time to go.
Okay, well, that's the worst ending, but that was not a bad episode.